Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost the sea. Oh, now I'm stranded on my own.
Stranded far from home. But come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded out the far from home.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kott. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Jamie Armada is. Thanks for your support, Jamie. We really appreciate it. And as you know, Jim and I are crammed every episode with music that we love. Hence, we created the bonus podcast for that very reason, because we got more music that we want to play and talk about. Jim, give us a little hint of what you're going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox this week.
Greg, I have to pay tribute to one of the greats who just passed from a genre that I will forever associate with you, because it was only you hipping me to the genius of Tropicália that opened my eyes.
That
Brazilian sound mixing psychedelic rock and native Brazilian rhythms and tempos. That's where I'm going. I'm going to Brazil.
Very, very cool. Looking forward to that, Jim. We're going to be back in a minute with that song from Jim.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
All right, Jim, we are back. What are you going to add to the DIJ today?
Greg, I hope our listeners don't get depressed sometimes when we pick Desert Island Jukebox Pixes, in honor of artists we've recently lost. But, we come from the newspaper world, and the obituary that is a loving summation of the life of someone who should be known and celebrated on the occasion of their passing. It's important, and it's one more chance to play some great music. So we recently lost Gal Costa, signature Brazilian vocalist in that Tropicália movement. What a fascinating life.
Oh, man, she's amazing.
Growing up in Brazil, she was 10 years old when she was besties, as they say, with two sisters, Sandra and Andrea Gadelha. They happened to have grown up to marry singer-songwriters Gilberto Gil and Caetano Veloso.
Mm-hmm.
So from a circle of friends, Gal Costa, who is a fantastic vocalist, working as a clerk in Salvador's hippest record store. She grew up in Salvador, Brazil. Mm. As a teenager, she begins meeting these people who are dating and then marrying her friends, and she is sucked into the Tropicália movement. Makes a big splash early on, has a huge hit in Brazil and some global success with a song called Baby that was written by Caetano Veloso. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to invite you to chime in here at any point, because Veloso, as you have said, I believe, and many other critics, the Bob Dylan of Brazil,
well,
in many ways.
As a songwriter, he was nonpareil. There were other, as Caetano himself would say, many of these other, his contemporaries were better musicians, but Caetano was a songwriting machine. And that voice was incredible. But, you know, he championed Gal early on.
Yeah.
I mean, really kind of gave her a platform for her artistry. And wow, she just took off.
She just took off. First an EP in 65, and then that hit with Baby, and an album that she made with Veloso in 67. But I think she comes into her own in 1969 with her first proper solo album, Gal Costa, mm-hmm. eponymous, right? I mean, we have here hints of Janis Joplin and James Brown, Bossa Nova, you know, which is the incredibly pop and popular sound exported from Brazil around the world, Girl from Ipanema. I mean, you gotta love that cool vibe of the Bossa Nova rhythm and sound. But this freaky psychedelia, all mm-hmm. right? I'm gonna play a song that opens that album that Veloso wrote. It's called Now Identificado, which from the Portuguese means unidentified flying object or unidentified object. This is a stone cold, freaky, acid psychedelic song, right? The way that the noises and unexpected percussion breaks and just weird sonics of this song play out over this gorgeous vocal delivered in Portuguese that mm-hmm. you don't know what it is Gal Costa is singing, but if you're not 100% on, you don't love beautiful vocals. I had to put it through the translation machine. I want a love song to be recorded in a flying saucer is the recurring refrain. And that's what this sounds like. Mm-hmm. It is a love song recorded in a flying saucer. You know, no cause of death was given for Gal Costa. It is a tremendous loss, dead at the age of 77. But let's remember her through her fantastic music. Here she is on Sound Opinions.
Eu vou fazer uma canção pra ela. Uma canção singela, brasileira. Para lançar depois do carnaval, eu vou fazer um iê-iê-iê romântico.
Obviously, Greg, I don't speak Portuguese. I barely speak English. I think it's Gilberto Gil.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think I did it. Yeah.
So I am approximating at best because I tried to find a pronouncer online. Now Identificado mm-hmm. by Gal Costa. Anyway, in Portuguese, unidentified object. What a song! I know you got to add something, because well, you are the king of Tropicália. You are.
I just admire it. This is a great record. When news came down of her death, this is the first thing I put on. I just had to hear some Gal, you know. And the thing is, she had an amazing career. I mean, it wasn't just the in the late 60s.
Three dozen albums between 65 and 2021.
And some of her biggest selling records were made in like in the 80s. So yeah. She was continued to evolve and develop as she was a presence on stage. There's video of her on YouTube that people can find. What a magnetic, charismatic performer she was. But the other record I want to direct people to, if you're interested in the Tropicália movement, is an album called Tropicália that came out a year before the Gal record,
yeah.
Which is basically like a Tropicália intro. Like you are getting all the all-stars of Tropicália on one record,
you know, what
including Gal.
What the Rainy Day album was to the Paisley Underground,
right.
I think that Tropicália album was to the psychedelic Brazilian
fantastic
movement.
Fantastic stuff. All the all-stars, Caetano Veloso, Os Mutantes,
Gilberto
Gil, and Gal Costa. I mean, it's an incredible introduction to the art form. So if you want to know where to start, that might be a great introduction to
Thank
the whole
Thank you for
genre.
Schooling us, Professor.
No, I just love this stuff. So I hope other people can find it as well.
I agree. That's it for this bonus episode, though. To support Sound Opinions and hear these bonus episodes first, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.